Hi, I'm David Dodge. Welcome to Green Energy Futures. Last week, we talked to Vittoria Bellissimo, the president of the Canadian Renewable Energy Association, about Alberta's major new restrictions on renewable energy projects. Since then, the Pembina Institute has prepared a map showing how many renewable energy projects could be caught up by the new restrictions. Jason Wong is with the Pembina Institute.
In total, we saw 57 projects that would be impacted by this pristine viewscapes restriction or the agricultural land restrictions. So these 57 projects would be worth at least $14 billion in investments.
Wong says the projects could pay $80 million in taxes to municipalities if built. From a fairness perspective, none of the new restrictions apply to the oil and gas industry, which is being called very discriminatory. On top of the major restrictions, Vittoria Bellissimo is now worried about changes that could come as part of Alberta's restructuring of its energy markets.
We just received information a week or so ago from the minister that there will be a consultation process looking at a restructured energy market model that the Alberta Electric System Operator will be consulting on and delivering a recommendation to the government by the fall of 2024.
To be clear, industry has been calling for changes to Alberta's market structure. Renewable energy is cheaper, but changes to Alberta's market structure are desperately needed to enable energy storage and smart grid technologies to help save money and make the grid more resilient.
There's a rationale for making some changes to the market, but enormous changes will have enormous consequences. There are over 3,300 megawatts of corporate renewable PPAs in Alberta, and that's when a buyer has signed on to buy the output of a renewable facility.
The association is worried that the wrong new policies could even threaten existing renewable energy contracts. So, what could actually help the grid?
There are a lot of things we need to integrate more renewables into our electricity system. We need more interties to other jurisdictions, and I think that will actually benefit not just us, but our neighbors. We need more transmission access. There's a lot of southern Alberta in particular and central Alberta that has quite a bit of congestion that I think, and we provide a path forward, not just for existing renewable energy and energy storage, but for future renewable energy and energy storage, accompanied by a tariff that works for energy storage.
In Alberta's energy-only market, energy storage is treated like a consumer and not a service that can actually help the grid become more efficient and affordable.
I commissioned that study last year. So there was some relatively high pricing in 2022. So what we did is we had an analysis done to reconstitute what would have happened in 2022 if we had had 300 megawatts and 1200 megawatt hours of energy storage in the Alberta electricity market. And we saw that prices would drop considerably. And in fact, customers in Alberta in 2022 with that additional energy storage on the market would have saved $600 million.
There is some hope in Bill 22, passed in 2022, which does begin to set the stage for energy storage, which could help Albertans save millions of dollars on electricity. The integration of renewable energy, energy storage, and smart grid technologies is essential to creating an affordable and resilient grid of the future. All of this uncertainty leaves billions of dollars worth of projects up in the air. Learn more at greenenergyfutures.ca. For Green Energy Futures, I'm David Dodge.